Thank you, thank you. Yes, well, that was very convincing. I assure you that I was never in any danger. However, I would be remiss if I did not caution you folk to not try that at home. I mean, I'm not sure how you would get your hands on 100 spinning blades, a diving pool full of kerosene, a pregnant elephant, and a school of piranhas, but just in case. Yes? Good. Now, for my next trick, I shall need a volunteer. Someone who doesn't mind a little hands-on demonstration. Oh, I know you all want an excuse to get up onto the stage to check out my ass. Perverts. But for this demonstration, I will require someone who is, how should I put this? A skeptic. Someone who would just mouth off before the start of my act, trying to look all tough and macho and all that. Someone who would tell their adorable little date that magic is just a bunch of silly bullshit, and that includes hypnotism. Do we have anyone here like that? Ah, there we are. Oh, sir, do not look so surprised. I wasn't eavesdropping, promise. Whoa, your date is a little cutie. What's your name?
Claire.
Oh, you sound so cute. Well, don't worry, my darling. Claire, I promise to give him right back when the show is over. Assuming you'll still want him after I'm through with him, that is. Just a joke. I'm just kidding. Or am I? Now, this is going to be very simple. Just try to keep up, okay? Here, look at my necklace. Now, just watch the gem bouncing lightly. And forth, back and forth. Watch the way it sparkles, the way it shimmers in the light. Look at the soft, smooth curves of it's all right. It's all right. Just look. Good boy. Good. Keep looking as they bounce, as they move gently with each breath in, with each breath out. With each breath in, with each breath out. Oh. Good. Wait. Oh no. You weren't looking at my necklace, were you? Such a dirty boy. You were staring at these. Weren't you? So rude of you. But you can't seem to look away now, can you? No. You are simply trapped, caught in my spell, unable to look, to think, to consider anything. Your weak little mind is caught. So unfair. So unfair. So I will just try to turn around and... Well, have you stopped staring? Oh dear, you're still under my spell, aren't you? Except now, you are looking at my long legs, running from my sexy heels all the way up to my large, shapely ass, aren't you? You like my ass, don't you, boy? Shh, it's okay. No one else can hear you now. This is just between us. Ah, there we go. Say it again, louder this time. I promise no one else can hear you. Good. Such enthusiasm. Wait, you... Oh my. You couldn't be getting aroused, could you? I sure hope not, but I have no way to be sure unless I turn back around. If I turn back around, you have to promise not to stare at my breasts, okay? I don't want you to just stand there, slack-jawed, drooling over my tits. It's creepy. Instead, you can look at my wet, red lips. Deal? Good. Now I'll just spin back around to face you. Ah, oh, what? Could that be? Oh my. Oh, you are having a rough time resisting my charms, hmm? It's okay. I know it's not fair that I'm so good at this. So sexy. And you are so easy. So simple. So obedient. It's not fair at all. It must be so hard for you right now, having to admit this. It is hard, isn't it? Tell me. Is it hard right now? Tell me how hard it is. Tell me how frustrated this is making you. Louder, darling. Louder. Shout it. I want you to tell me how fucking hot I make you. I want you to tell me. Now. Shh. Look here. Yes. Right here. I am giving you permission now to look, to gaze at my chest. At my cleavage. Do you like that? Do you like looking at my soft, big breasts? I think you do. I can tell by the way that lump in your pants is twitching, getting bigger. Oh, yes. It's really fucking hot. To see how hard my words are making you. How big I am making you. I like watching it grow. Watching it fill up. Watching the pressure rise. Until it gets so big, so full. So tight that you can barely even stand it. You know, seeing such a beautiful display makes me think I should return the favor. Shh. Don't think. Just watch. Here. Do you see? Do you see them growing for you? Do you see my breasts swelling with each breath, getting bigger and bigger? Their soft curves expanding. Oh, yes. Are you wondering how much longer my little top can hold out before they burst out, revealing everything? And with me standing so, so close to you, it won't be long before they... Oh, oh yes, there, we're touching now. My tits, your cock. It looks like they wanted to say hello to each other. Oh, he is so excited to see my girls. I think they like him too. They are so eager to give him a soft, squishy hug. Ooh, he likes that. Say, what if we just... Shh, everyone, close your eyes. Do you feel that rush of cool air? No. Keep them closed. Oh, yes. How does that feel? That soft, warm embrace. Like two big pillows swallowing up your heart. Pulsing. Tick. Let me help you and put some of this lubricant right here. Do you like that? Oh, yes, you do like that. Look at you. Oh, yes. You are fucking my tits. Such a naughty, naughty young man. You know what's going to happen, don't you? Oh, you do. Yes. And you know I want it too. So you continue to thrust. Yes. Oh, fuck yeah. You thrust. Shoving your rigid cock between these huge, soft breasts. And your balls are tensing, clenching, ready to release. And you can't hold much longer. This is just too fucking good. And you, oh yes, to realize that you are still on stage in front of a really rather quite amused audience. As your eyes bulge, trying to understand your predicament, your dick twitches as you continue to mindlessly spew your seed inside your shorts, leading to a rather visible wet spot on your trousers. Oh dear, this whole time you were under a magician's spell, acting out something so filthy, so lewd, in front of a room full of giggling strangers. Oh, my, you poor thing. And you even managed to come. You must have really believed it. Really believed that you were fucking these big, soft, perfect tits. I feel for you, sweetheart. Truly I do. But, as they say, the show must go on. So, if you would just kindly trot yourself back over to your table and take a seat next to your date. Assuming your little display didn't scare the fuck out of her. Oh, good. Speaking of which, Claire, darling, how would you like to come on up here next?